Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and today I want to talk to you about the importance of fundraising for your nonprofit. And it's not going to be the way that you think it is, because I know that when people think of fundraising, you know, we think of maybe doing like a silent auction or, you know, selling off or doing some kind of bake sales or selling t-shirts. This is more about understanding that fundraising is more than just that. In most cases, when nonprofits look at fundraising, that's just how they look at it. They look at it as a way to make money so that they can get to an end result. But the challenge for most of us, meaning nonprofit founders, or even those of us who are nonprofit consultants, is that we notice that nonprofits do not include this as a strategic part of their plan and their overall plan. So in other words, you may say, you know, three times a year, I'm going to do this fundraiser. But in actuality, you need to look at it in a different way. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to really look at not the fundraising part of what you do, and the fact that it needs to be in your budget, including expenses. What is it going to cost you to do this fundraiser? What does that look like? Who do you need? All those pieces are part of your strategic plan. When you're talking to your board should be a part of this conversation, because it is a huge part of your why. When nonprofits incorporate fundraising and development into their plan, they end up being sustainable. So let's talk about why. Why is that? How is that even possible? So number one, fundraising causes you to plan. So in other words, you know, anybody can just say, you know, I want to sell some books, or I have some t-shirts or some products that I want to sell. But you really have to, when you're thinking about fundraising and what your goal is, you have to sit down and think about, what does this look like? Nonprofits are always born from good ideas, right? So we create this nonprofit because we had this great idea to go and help impact this community, whatever that is, whether it's feed the homeless, whether it's working with women and children who are dealing with domestic violence, or whether it's people who are dealing with heart disease and so forth and so forth, or whether it is some people, it's around making sure that our oceans and things are clean. It's great. That's awesome. But what you forget to do is you forget to include the fundraising in your overall strategic plan. You forget to really organically look at the available resources and networking. You forget that you have to network, because you just can't say, I'm going to do this, you know, put this plan together and that's it. You have to think it through. Who do I need to be a part of my plan? Who do I need that can help me in terms of fundraising? Do I involve my board? Well, yes, you do. If you have staff, do I involve them? Yes, you do. You have to sit down and plan it out. If you don't plan it out, the plan becomes very chaotic and disjointed. There's no focus. What is the focus of the fundraising? What are you focusing on? At the end of the day, you have to think about, not just so I can pay my staff, not just because I have all these operating expenses. It has to go beyond that. So you literally have to sit down and take your time and think it through. Fundraising forces nonprofits to take a step back and think about how they're going to accomplish their projects. What are your resources? What are your timeframes? When will you do it? This is the same thing as if you're going to fill out some kind of grant application. You just don't do it in one day. You literally have to take the time to review that solicitation. Because believe it or not, even when you're going after grants, that's part of your fundraising. Fundraising isn't just about t-shirts. You're looking at everything. How many grants do I want to apply for this year? This month. How many do I want to apply for each month? That's a part of your fundraising plan. You have to sit and think about and look at that overall for the entire year. What does that look like? And if you don't, again, as I said previously, it's going to be disjointed. It's going to be unorganized. And you're just going to be like throwing something at the wall that will not stick. So you have to think about, who do I need to help me with this as I'm planning? What support? Who can support me? And if I don't know how to put this together, right, then maybe I need to bring in an outside consultant. If my board isn't prepared for this, maybe I do need to have somebody else come in to help me or help us think about how to create this strategic plan or make it a part of our overall strategic plan. Number two, fundraising forces you to see your gaps and your vulnerabilities. When you are in the process of planning, right, you're going to ask, how am I going to accomplish this project? What do I need? Where are my gaps and resources? What resources am I missing in order to do this project? So fundraising could be not necessarily, I'm going to get like tangible dollars. It might be, I need to get some in-kind. That's a part of your fundraising. Where are my gaps and resources? And let me tell you, when you are filling out your application for grants, they ask for your gaps in services. What are the gaps? They want to know, okay, so what do you already have? And then what are your gaps? Because 9 times out of 10, there's always a gap in service somewhere. So you have to take the time to sit and figure that out. Where are my gaps in services? Am I meeting the goals? What are your weaknesses? You got to identify the weaknesses and the vulnerabilities of your organization and the structure of it and the structure of your program. This is a part of your fundraising plan. People always want to, when they have a nonprofit, just think, I need money, I need money, I need money. But there's a planning part of this. And if you're not sitting down with your board, and I'm going to keep reiterating that, because every year as a board, annual board meeting, you should be sitting down with your board and you should be doing a board retreat of some kind where you're strategically planning for the year upcoming. And part of that planning is your fundraising. You should know what your gaps are. You should know where your weaknesses are. And that needs to be in your fundraising plan. Fundraising causes you to put together a team. You have to have a team of people. You have to have a team of people that can help you, your staff, your volunteers. All those things are necessary in order for this to work. You cannot do this by yourself. You can, but how is that going to work for you in the long run? And even if you are new, right, and you don't have a staff, you have a board of directors. They should be helping you. That is part of their fiduciary responsibility to help you put together this plan so that you can get some staff, so that you can bring on some volunteers. But you need to it causes you to put together a team. There's no way you can do this by yourself. There is no way, because otherwise you will be relegated to just selling t-shirts and books. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I really want you to think about this. You will be relegated to just selling t-shirts and books or what have you, or even bake sales, really, if you do not have a team together that can actually help you with your fundraising goals, with your overall strategic plan. So I'm going to take a commercial break right here. And when I come back, I'm actually going to, we're going to stay on this, on this talk about fundraising and what that actually looks like. So after this commercial break, we will continue with the importance of fundraising for nonprofits.
Hey there, it's Lady Raina. I have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there, Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, welcome back to The Profit in the Nonprofit. I'm your host, Sandra Chaney, and we are talking about the importance of fundraising. It is so important that you have this as part of your strategic plan. So before the commercial break, I talked about putting a team together. You have to have a team. And let me just say one more thing about the team. Your team should align with your core values, with your goals, or just don't grab because, you know, don't get in the desperate mode of just grabbing anybody, especially if you're new, right, to help you do this. If you don't have any core values, I encourage you, I implore you to have core values that guide your organization, whatever those core values are. Have them, because that's how you're going to strategically, you know, build your team, build your staff. Because they're going to align, they're going to grab a hold of that mission statement, they're going to understand your core values, and this is going to be the staff and the volunteers, because you don't just want volunteers either. You want to be able to pick volunteers. If you don't have an application on your website or somewhere for volunteers to fill out, you should. You just don't want anybody working with you. Your nonprofit is that important. So is your mission statement. And it has to be the right people to help you carry it out. So number four, projects will be prioritized because of the fundraising. So think about it. If you have, you know, sometimes most nonprofits, if they've been around for a while, may have more than one program for a service that they're offering to their community, right? So you got to decide, am I fundraising for the overall nonprofit, meaning the operational part of it? Am I fundraising for these particular projects? And yes, you can, but you have to strategically plan that, and it has to be in your overall plan. You have to focus on where the priority is and where you want to allocate these resources. For a lot of nonprofits, that's a struggle, is allocating these resources in the right place. You really have to strategically do that. You don't want to have to pick between, okay, well, Over here, I know that, you know, we feed the homeless over here, but then over here, we may have a program that, you know, that helps them get back on their feet, meaning housing and jobs and things like that. You have to decide what is the priority, what is the immediate need right now, so that you can focus on that need right now and allocate the right resources. But it takes prioritizing that. So you really have to get, again, your board, your staff, if you have staff, and sit down and talk about that. But here again is where you do that is when you're doing your annual meeting. And over the course of the year, you can tweak it. You can tweak. It's okay to tweak, but you got to have something to tweak. Number five, in order to fundraise, you got to reach out and let everybody know. So I go back to social media. I go back to this is all about marketing. Who's going to know about your fundraising if you don't market? How will you get sponsorships if you don't reach out and talk to people? In order for you to be even eligible for any kind of funding, even if it's grant funding, you still have to reach out. You still have to attend whatever webinars and trainings that these funders have so you understand, you know, what they're seeking and asking for, and ask questions so that they get to know who you are too. You have to reach out in order for people to know that you need money and you have a need. I don't think nothing else needs to be said about that. You really have to reach out, connect, partner. You have to, you know, go beyond fundraising by increasing your presence in your target community. Who is your target community? Get out in that community and let them know who you are. Because your target community can also help you as well with this in terms of getting the word out, in terms of knowing who you are and what the services you are. So you have to get out. You have to be present. You have to own the stage, as they say, and stand in it and let the light shine on what you're doing. Number six, partnerships are created from fundraising. Again, I told you grants are part of your fundraising plan. Well, one thing about grants is that they look for you to have partnerships. A funder wants to know that you have been out, you have partners that are helping you do this, because in their mind, there's no way you can do this work by yourself. And honestly, if you're going to be sustainable and successful, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have someone to help you to not only fundraise, but to actually provide the services, because you can't be everything to everybody. You need someone to help you. You need someone to be out there helping you with fundraising. It is an important part. I'm going to sit on this piece right here for a minute, because what I've noticed a lot of times about nonprofits is that it's I don't want to say it's a fear factor, but I feel like that you don't think there's enough money out here. If I go partner with somebody, that means I have to share the money. And trust me, I've heard it. I don't want to partner with this person because, you know, even if it's another nonprofit, for fear that they're going to take what I have. If you stick in that fear, you're never going to have enough. Never, ever, ever will you have enough. You're going to have to trust. If you're in this, or if you own this nonprofit, I shouldn't even say own, because you really don't own it, it's part of the public. If you are the founder of it, right? And you know that this is something you were led to do, you have to trust and know. And that's why your core values come into play, because if your core values and you know that, you're going to make sure that the right people, that you're partnering with the right people. Your board's going to make sure that you are partnering with the right people, so that you don't have to have this fear of someone taking something away from you. And also, when it comes to partnerships, this is where memorandums of understanding come into play, because it's a legal document. Once you outline in that MOU, because that's a mouthful, I'm going to say MOU. When you have someone sign that, or an agreement or a contract, it outlines what they're supposed to do and how much money they're supposed to get. And everybody signs it. The partner signs it. You sign it. It's signed. So that protects you and it protects them. But it doesn't look good if you don't have partners. Fundraising causes you to have partners. It does. So if you're a new nonprofit and you have not begun to make some noise about your nonprofit, if you haven't done a launch or anything, now is the time to start doing that. Now is the time to start making connections. Now is the time to let the people in the community know first. People want to branch out outside the community. No, you got to start in your community first. Because as a grant reviewer, I am a federal reviewer, and I say that a lot because I am. When we look at your application, we can tell, you know, because you're going to give us information. You're going to tell us a story about your community and what you've already done in this community. And then we're going to see your partnerships. We're going to see all of this. A funder will see all of this. And then sometimes once they grant, if they grant you the money, they may just pop in anytime they want to, just to see if you're doing what you say you're doing and to see how, you know, how vested you are in the community. So if you're a new nonprofit, my tip to you is begin now. Start creating those partnerships. And if you're someone who's been around and you haven't really focused on that, start focusing on that. Partnerships are important to your fundraising. They are so important, and it's something that you need to do. So I've given you a lot to, there's more to this whole fundraising piece, but I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to come back to this. There will be a part two. Yes, there will. But for right now, I want you just to focus on these five, six really, that tips and suggestions that I've given you, especially if you are new, because it's vitally important. It is vitally important that you start out having fundraising as a part of your strategic plan. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit. To receive a free 25-minute consultation from yours truly, please visit my website at sandrachaney.com. And I want you to remember that an inspired and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. Thank you so much for listening.